Red flag laws may become more common across the U.S. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Torres, professor of political science at LaGrange College, examines whether they help lower gun deaths when in place.
Congress just passed its first meaningful gun legislation in several decades. This includes funding for red flag laws. Should states that don't have them adopt them? Here's what the research shows. Red flag laws vary from state to state, but generally allow a judge to declare a person unable to possess or purchase a firearm for a period of time. Requests for a risk protection order, or RPO, can come from family, law enforcement, a doctor, or relative, depending on the state. Red flag laws started in Connecticut, but really took off after the Douglas High School shooting in Parkland, Florida in 2018. Currently, 19 states have them on the books. More could join them now that the House and Senate passed a bill authorizing $750 million in federal funding to help states administer or pass one. Have they been successful? I compare CDC firearm death rates in the 19 states that have red flag laws to the 31 states that don't have them. For 2020, the states with the seven lowest gun death rates, homicide, suicide, or accident, all had red flag laws in place. However, 14 of the 15 states with the highest gun death rates for 2020 did not have a red flag law. I also compared the gun death rates of states with red flag laws and those without red flag laws from 2018 to 2020. If the whole country had red flag laws in 2020, we would have almost 20,000 fewer gun deaths by my estimate than we would if the entire country did not have a red flag law. We would also have 55,000 fewer gun deaths overall from 2018 to 2020 by that same estimation.
That was John Torres of LaGrange College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.